Ziggy, so it's just a weaker. It's a weaker, so that means that I'm at liberty to choose what I want. So I'm going to focus on the lumbus part. I'm just more at home over there. So we'll go with that. Okay, so just as an intro, we're gonna be looking for three things in the subject we're learning. Number one is the question that we already saw a drop about last week, not too much. Who exactly is the chiyuv of chinuchan? Last week we saw if it's the father or the mother, if it's the son or the daughter. That's what we saw last week. But now, whoever it is on, is the father or the mother, who is the one who's really obligated? Is it the father who's obligated that a son should be doing whatever the mitzvot that he has to be doing? Or is it the son that's obligated? Is it chiyuv on the father or is it chiyuv on the son? It's a question of the Rishonim, as we'll see. Is the son nothing? Does the father has to make sure the son does it? Or does the Rabbanon, put a obligation on the kid himself? Even though the Torah doesn't give any obligations on kids, maybe the Rabbanon did. The kid has to do this. Yeah, because of Chanukah. Right? Someone actually told me a story. Someone told me that his uncle, he has a cousin, a little Heberman. Basically, he was a kid, and he told his father. He said, "Father, you want me to do it?" I don't have to do it. And this spot actually went through Yaakov Kamenevsky to ask him, true. Like, I don't know the outcome, but I think
he's using reverse psychology on the kid, maybe. That's a different way to handle the
kids. All we know is that when Yaakov came to this kid's bar mitzvah, he spoke about this. Okay. Anyway, that's the question, as we'll see, the question of Rishonim, on who exactly is this obligation? Is it the father, is it the son, is it both, is it both? Yeah. The next thing we have to figure out is exactly what the chiyuv of chinuch is. Is it just going through the motions? Is it the actual mitzvah? Things like that. That's the other next subject. Third subject is going to be very central over here, which is that we know that you could be made to someone else in a mitzvah, right? But he has to be mechuyev b'davar. Chosh einu mechuyev b'davar, which is a klal, chosh einu of the mishnah. Chosh einu mechuyev b'davar, einu meiti achayev b'nei shabbat. So what level of chiyev is needed in order to be meiti others? Deiraisa, meiti deiraisa. Could the Rabbanon be meiti deiraisa? Could the Rabbanon be meiti deirabbanon? And then, as we'll see, there's several levels in the Rabbanon. Not every Drabbanon is equal. So maybe some Drabbanon could be Maiti, other Drabbanon can't be Maiti. Anyway, those are our three subjects. Who's obligated, exactly what the Chiyuv of Chinuch looks like, and which kinds of Drabbanon, if any, could be Maiti there, right? Okay, so we start, we're going to learn basically Gemara, Rashi, Tesis, and Tzai, and then some Achrayim and explain it. Okay, so we start with the Pasim of Beis and Brachis. We will learn this tomorrow, right? Okay, but Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Hey, Ravina asked Rava a question. Nafshem b'berchas ha-mazrein d'ayraisa d'Ravan. Are ladies obligated? We know ladies are obligated in berchas ha-mazrein. That wasn't the question. But is there obligation, the d'ayraisa obligation, or the d'Ravanan obligation? Why should it not be a d'ayraisa obligation? So Rashi, because they can't say that they got the land, they didn't get the land. Taisa says because they can't say Brit Zorah, they can say that they're not there in the Chayiv of Brit, they're not Chayiv of Perus. Okay, whatever it is, there's some component of Brit Zorah that they don't have, and therefore maybe this would tear them completely on the mitzvah of Brit Zorah, at least Midai Reis. Okay. Or maybe not. Maybe that's how there is.
Lamayna, Gamina says the Gemara. What's the difference if they're obligated? Anyway, so what's the difference if they're obligated in the right of the Rabbanan? Lafukei Rabba Midechei Basam. Could they be mercy others or not? If you're going to say that the ladies are obligated to not pay them, Asi Dairaisa, Afik Dairaisa. So someone who's Chayiv Dairaisa could be Maisi, somebody else who's Chayiv Dairaisa. Ela Yamrit Rabbanah, but if you're going to say that they're only obligated with Rabbanah and Amma Dairaisa, Havi Shayna Machayiv Vidava. So in regard to the Taira obligation, they're not obligated. The Taira didn't obligate them. Therefore, he can't obligate others who are chayiv midareis. Okay, so that's clear. The Gemara, we already have the answer to one of our questions. Could somebody who's obligated, we think we have the answer, yeah? Could someone who is obligated in the Rabbanan be maitzi someone who's obligated midareis? And the answer to this Gemara is no, they can't, because midareis are not obligated. So the Gemara just wants to know, are Nashim, our ladies, obligated with their rights, so that they should be able to be mighty others who are obligated with their rights, or they're not obligated with their rights, and therefore they cannot be mighty others. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a raya. Tashma. The Emes Amru. We have a raya that says like this. The Emes Amru. When it says the Emes Amru, it means that it's the truth, meaning some say it's Alachum Mesh Mishinei, or almost Alachum Mesh Mishinei. Okay, nobody argues with this. Then the Baruch Lazar's son could say Birchas HaMazon for his father, meaning he could be waiting for him.
So that's the question.
Okay, good. Slave could say
How do I know a person that was obligated to do something could be mosi with somebody else? I'm saying, whoever said that to us, that we know that. What's the source of that?
I'll have to say shachol.
Technically, I could ask you to be mosi me, but who says that to us?
That's the reason. Almost saying just could be that chiddush over here. That's true. The Bryce himself is going to say respect, but you have someone lower than you who's being with you. So Ben Baruch Lav again, the son could say Baruch Shemaz for his father and be made to him. Eved Baruch the rabbi, a slave, can say Baruch Shemaz for his master. And the Isha of a Berech Lubayla, a wife could say Berech Samana for her husband. Aval Amru Chacham Bad Chacham says, Tavei Me'era, Me'era is a curse. The curse would come, La'adam She'ishtahi V'Abana V'Avarcham Lai. He didn't learn, and he needs his wife and his children and his slaves to be Motsiyim. So he's in trouble. Okay.
He didn't learn, meaning he doesn't know how to do it?
Usually we would have it opposite, right? The father could be mighty his son, that's normal. The husband could be mighty his wife, that's normal. But to do it the other way is abnormal. Right. So that's what we're saying.
Let me answer the question, though. In other words, we were asking when it started after the Rabbanan, right? Isha.
Right, and now we're
saying Isha could be similar, that doesn't mean maybe she knows. That really doesn't answer the question, though. She could be live, right?
That's good. You see, yes, you have the right. It will be the Rabbana, the Gemara, the Sunni. She can't be mighty your husband. The Rabbana can't be mighty the right.
I don't know
how we know that. No. We assume that the whole time, from the beginning, we assume that. If it's the Rabbana, she can't be mighty. If it's the right, she could be mighty. That wasn't our question. We just want to know if it's the right or the Rabbana. Now we see that a lady could be mighty your husband. So you see, a lady is obligated to be right. Because if she wouldn't be obligated to be right, she wouldn't be able to be mighty your husband. Okay. So yeah, then where speaks out? We'll see. If you're going to say that a lady is obligated with their rights, then we understand the price. I'll see their rights, I'm up with their rights, the one their rights could be, you might see another their rights.
Eliyamr Drabanan, if you're going to say that they're only chayyim, they're only obligated with Drabanan, Asi Drabanan, a mafik deraita, could a Drabanan be mighty deraita? Can't be mafik deraita, can't be a mighty deraita. Therefore, it must be the ladies are obligated with deraita, not with Drabanan. Yeah, good? Okay, so the Gemara will say, according to you, you're asking this question, and you're trying to prove from here that Nashim are obligated midoraita. So how are you going to understand the Ben Katan Bach Yubi? Katan Bach Yubi, is a child obligated midoraita? For sure a child is not obligated midoraita. Yes, for sure everyone does that. If he's obligated, it has to be Chinuch Rabbanon. So then how could a child be my seed father? Ella, so you're going to be forced to say that Hakuba Mayaskinan, what are we talking about in this braita? If you go on Shachal Shiru Drabana, he only ate a shear that's obligated to Drabana, meaning the father, and the husband only ate a shear, a kazayit, or a kibetza, which Midoraita is a chayiv, only if he ate today, so yeah, only if he ate, so if he's full, but now he's not full, so therefore he's only obligated to Drabana. And now it's good. Sa'asi Drabanan, Matik Drabanan. The Katan is a Drabanan, the Isha might also be a Drabanan, but they could be Maitri their father and their husband because a Drabanan could be Maitri a Drabanan.
No proof, anything something.
Therefore we have no proof. We stay with Suffolk. The Katan we know for sure is a Drabanan. The lady we don't know, we end up not knowing if it's a Drabanan or a Drabanan. Either way, even if a lady would be a Drabanan, she could be Maitri her husband only if he ate a Shir Drabanan. He's not obligated to Raisa, and by some the same thing, he could be Matthias' father if his father ate Kazayit, but he can't be Matthias' father if his father ate a Beis Tzviyah. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara. So what do we know, and what don't we know? We know for sure that a Drabanan cannot be Maitzi Deraisa. We do know that a Drabanan could be Maitzi Drabanan. That's actually, if you would have had a suffix about that, you would see that too. So you see, a Katan could be Matthias' father, and a Isha could be Matthias' her husband, even though she's Drabanan. But we don't know if a lady is Drabanan Deraisa. That we're not sure about, and that stays by a suffix. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay? We see that a Katan is the Drabanan. Good. Okay. So let's play with that for the next Gemara. But yeah, right, that's a good point. Okay, so we see these two things, right? Clear these two things, I just want to take out what we see from the Gemara. Right, we see that a Drabanan can't be Maitzi there, right? And we also see that a Katan and a lady could be Maitzi their father and husband if the father ate a Shir Drabanan. Okay, good?
Good. So you're going to get into all the Rabbanans on the same level? Mm-hmm. Like in this case, I would assume that the father's Rabbanan is much greater than the kid's Rabbanan.
Okay. But I see that he could be making. Okay, right.
Right, I'm saying that maybe...
We're not making any distinctions.
Right.
The Rabbanan...
Once you have the Rabbanan, it doesn't make a difference if the guy is 9 years old and 5 years old.
That's right. As long as you gain chinuch, that's what it has to be. Okay.
Yeah. But we always end up saying when it comes to the Rabbanan that really the right, of course, the Torah gives help to rabbis to keep the Torah.
Okay, and yet, the Rabbanan can't be mostly someone who's chayav after that.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. If the lady would be chayav the Rabbanan and the katan, can't be mostly the father. It's only if the father ate a shear. So he's only chayav the Rabbanan, then they can be made to each other. And then the son can make to the father, what the wife can be made to you.
So the Gemara didn't answer this question, so do you have it now a suspect?
Hey, lady, yes.
That is suspect, well, it depends on which mitzvah we're talking about, right?
Is
that a suspect that rises?
It's the suffix was the obligated to rise. They have to do it no matter what. There's no question. To the lady herself, there won't be any difference. For sure, obligated. The only question would be, what happens if she might see somebody else, right?
Whatever,
you only suffix cases. Oh, fine, okay. Yeah, that'll be enough. Right. We're not sure, right?
right. Okay, yeah. That's, I mean, you're telling me another enough community, the Gemara doesn't say. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next Gemara. We have to stay on a little while. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yanai Malka. Yanai Malka. He was a king from the Hashmonai kings. Somewhat related to Hilmi and Malka that we saw last. I don't know exactly how, mother, daughter, son, or whatever, I don't know. But, I don't know who was first or second either, but they were both from the Hashmonai. Umalkata and his queen. Kirichu Rifta Bahadi Adadi. So they ate bread together. Yeah, king and queen have time to eat together. Yeah. So, the story was that Yanai HaMelech killed all the rabbis. Why did he kill all the rabbis? Because they questioned his lineage. Yeah, they said his mother was a Shuyam, and since he was a Hashmonai king of Kehanim, he wasn't allowed to do any Aved on the Beit HaMikdash, and he was doing, and they told him not to, so he was upset at them. Okay, anyway, that was the story. And now, after he killed him, so he was eating bread with his wife, and below, and obviously there were other people there. Oh, okay, we'll see that. Well, I have a little image for Bruchilu. He didn't have anyone to save Bekat Hamazon for them. Sounds like Yanni wasn't able to save himself. So he didn't have anyone to slew the Bekat Hamazon to save for them, because the rabbis. Amar Lulad Zitu, he told his wife, Man Yav Langavra the Mubarakhman, who's going to give us somebody who could save Bekat Hamazon for us? Now you don't have anyone to save? Amar Lulad, she told him, Ishtabali, swear to me, the Imaitina Lach Gavra, if I bring you a man that could save Berkat Hamazon, the low Mitzahar Saleh, that you're not going to pain him, not going to do anything to him. Ishtabali, she swore to her, Aitite was Shimon Ben Shatta Achwa. She had a brother. Her brother was Shimon Ben Shatta. Shimon Ben Shatta was Avbezim. And she had saved him. She hid him away, and he didn't kill her. Yanni didn't kill him. So now that he swore, they're not going to do anything to him, so she brought him out.
He didn't know his brother-in-law.
He knew his brother-in-law, they couldn't find him.
He wasn't killing people, he said, I'm looking for you.
Yeah, too late now. Okay, so, good. So now they brought him, and he could say, Berkat Hamazon. Aisvei bein bidei l'di da. They sat him down between him and her. Very chashuv seat between the king and the queen. Amalei, he said to him, Chazit, so you see, Kama Yitra Avidnulach, how much kabod I'm giving you. I'm giving you such a good seat for the days. Amalei, Shem Mashatah said back to him, Lav Ach Kamei Bishli, it's not you that's giving me the kabod. Ella, I write to Huda Meikuli, Torah is giving me kabod. This says the chashuv, Sol Soleha, Ruta Rome Mecca. Means if you caress the Torah, then the Torah will raise you. The Chabetcha, the Torah will give you kavod, ki Chabkena when you hug it. So Shem Mashatah was telling him, since I learned Torah, that's why Torah is giving me kavod, but it's not really you. Amar La, so Yanai told the queen, Kachazit, don't you see, the Lo Mekabel Marut, she is not accepting authority. So it seems like he was justifying himself for killing the rabbi. Okay, but couldn't touch him now. So now he wanted him to save Berkat Hamazon. Yavulei Kasla Rukis, and he gave him a coast to save Berkat Hamazon. Amar Shur Mashatah said, Heichi Avrich Hashred, blessed Hashred, Seyyid Racha, Aruch Shachal Yanni, the Chaber Mashalot, Hashem is blessed that Yanni and his friends ate from him. And the Shur Mashatah said, you didn't give me any food. So how could I say Berkat Hamazon? So Shati Lahu Kasas, he drank that cup that they gave him to say Berkat Hamazon, he drank it. And then Yavlu Kasachrina, they gave him another cup, Ubaruch, and he said Berkat Hamazon. Okay. Very good. Amr of Abba Brezer of Chia Bar Abba Shum and Shatach Ta'avid L'Garmei Udava. Shum and Shatach that did this, meaning that he drank the coat, and from that he said Berkat Hamazon, the Garmei means his bones, meaning he did it for himself. He's the only one who holds this way. that you could make for customers only after drinking wine. Right? You sort of some hanama, hold like that, that you could bring a wheel, right? Held that way. But we don't hold that way. We don't hold that you can make it for customers only from drinking wine. The Hachi Amr of Chia Bar Abba Amr of Yechanan La'ilo Amin Amaiti Yesh Rabbi Yerechei Basam. The only way you could be Motzi others Ash Yochal Kezayit Dagan, only if you eat a Kezayit of bread. But otherwise you can't say Berkat Amazon. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, so what do we see from the Gemara? Two facts. One is that if you drink wine you can't say Berkat Amazon for others. And two is that if you eat a kazayit again, you can. Right? So, I mean, what's here, Rabbi Nechamotan, as Sheyoch a kazayit again, but if you eat kazayit again, then you could say Berkat Amazon. That's the Gemara, so we take that from the Gemara. Why not? Very good. Very good. So that's Rashi's point. Rashi brings his point, and there should be a seerah between these two Gemara. Look here, Rashi. Rashi says, as Sheyoch a kazayit again, when he does eat a kazayit meir, right, Rashi makes the deek right away. Mapik, then he could be motzi others. Afagav the kazayit dagan shiura of the rabbanan. Even though when he ate a kazayit of bread, he only has a shiur of the rabbanan, not a doraita. Kid, I mean the pregnancy made to the gemara we just said that we don't learn that gemara afterwards. That says that only the rabbanan, not a doraita, right? Kazayit. Viu. Even the Mechayev of the Rabbanan, since he is obligated to make the Berkat HaMazon for the Rabbanan, the Chuyav, the Dover, Karina Bey, he is considered obligated. The Rabbi's obligation is good enough to make him obligated. Umosi Rabbim Yidei Chovatan, even though the others are Chayav the Doraita. Very good. Let's go a little further. We'll see how it is. Yeah, the Bahag is Pasek. No, that's not true. Dafka the Achlu Inu Kazayit. That's only if the others who's being Mosi also ate a Kazayit. Oh, Kibetza. Yeah, the Kavatei. Just going a little further, Rashi. Yeah, the Kavatei. That, like him, meaning he ate a Kazayit, they also ate a Kazayit. Aval Achlu Vesavu, if they ate and they got full, which they're Chayev Doraita, Lo Mafik. So the Bahag says, Rashi argues with me. The Bahag says that if the one who's saying Berkat HaMazon is only Chayav Drabanan, and the one who's trying to be Motzi is Chayav Doraita, he can't be Motzi him, because the Drabanan can't be Motzi Doraita. The Yashal Amida, the Rashi, you can't say that. The Yane Bechaveirov, Yane was a king, right? So Yane for sure ate his fill. Yane Bechaveirov, Achlu Vesavu, for sure they ate and they were full. And still, Bafkin, Shimon Ben Shabbat, Shimon Ben Shabbat was able to be Motzi them. Even though the Gemara says they did it, no one agrees to him, that's only because it was wine. Time of Mishum Dolachal Kazayit Agan, only because it was wine, it wasn't Kazayit Agan. Achal Kazayit Agan, he wasn't Hafanam, he would be able to be Motzi. So you see that Shimon Shetach would be able to be Motzi Agan, even though Yane ate his fill, that's an assumption, because he was the king, so ate as much until he was satisfied. So you see that the Rabbanan could be Motzi Adaraita. Okay? Good. Now, Rashi has a question. I'll go back. Rashi says, Rashi has a question. This is Steer to the Gemara before the Tomar. Yeah, the part that we skipped. Yeah, the Tomar Bekatan Shigel Chinuch. Hello, I'm Rina Hachi. We said before in the Gemara, and Afchav, not like that. We said the whole Gemara was based on the assumption that the Rabbanan can't be Motzi Doraita. That's why we said by Katan can't be Motzi his father unless his father ate a Shir Drabanan. So, this Gemara says Drabanan can't be Motzi Doraita, and this Gemara says Drabanan could be Motzi Doraita. Shira, yeah? Should be put them together on one page. That is a Shira from one to the other. Yeah? Okay. So let's see. So Rashi's answer, what's Rashi's answer? Hahi, Havu, that Gemara over there. Afilu midrabanan lo mechayev. Now Rashi says, this is a great point. The Katan is not even chayev midrabanan. The alei, the avua, hu derami lachanuchay. His father is obligated to be mechanechan. The Katan himself, he's not even chayev midrabanan. He can't be obligated Katan to do anything. Therefore, Katan can't be Motzi's father.
What did Ma answer
Actually, the Gemara wasn't talking about Katan. The Gemara was bringing proof from a Katan. Why didn't I answer what?
No, they said, oh, ladies and men can be used. They always use the Katan doesn't work on this only the Rabbanan. So just tell me that, no, it's... how does that whole thing work with the
Let's get clear. The rest is obviously very schwer, but there's, let's get clear what the questions are, okay? What does Rashi say? Just as first to see what Rashi says, yeah? Rashi says, someone who's chayav with Rabbanan, first concept, yeah? Someone who's chayav with Rabbanan is considered obligated, even though it's a rabbi didn't obligate him, the rabbis who obligated him. But the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbi. Yeah? It's not a chiyuv, right? That chiyuv Rabbanan, we have to keep it in perspective. It's not a Torah, obligation. It's a rabbi obligation. However, do I have to do it? Yes, I have to do it, for sure. For sure, I have to do it. So Rashi is telling me a concept that the Torah doesn't recognize before the rabbis came around. True, I wasn't obligated. But if the rabbis came around and obligated me, so the Torah recognizes even rabbi obligations. I was the one who said, listen to the rabbi. So therefore, you have a rule that you have to be mechuyav b'davar in order to be with the others. If you chayav b'davar, you're also mechuyav b'davar. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Says Rashi, as a kasha on one point, Rashi only has zeros in on one point, that the Gemara says of Ayan Lavchah, that a katan cannot be motzi his father, if his father ate a shir d'oraita. He could only be motzi his father, if his father ate a shir d'rabanan. But if his father ate a shir d'oraita, says the Gemara, that he can't be motzi. Why not? Because if you're telling me that the Rabbanan, someone who's mechuyav b'davar, is considered mechuyav enough to be motzi others, let the katan be motzi his father, even if his father ate a shir d'oraita, because the Rabbanan could be motzi d'oraita. Answer, the katan is not even chayav b'davar. Chinuch is not on the child. It's only on the father. And therefore, the son is not a Mechliyav, even with Rabbanan. That's why he can't be Mosi. But if the son would have been Mechliyav with Rabbanan, he would have been able to be Mosi his father, even with the father, Eresh Yadorah. Okay, so we have on this, I think we could ask two questions. Yeah? How many questions could we ask? Let's be clear. How many questions do we have? Yeah? You want to attempt the question? Two questions I think we could ask. One Tysus asks, one Rukireg asks. But they're pretty easy. Figure out for the Gemara itself. Two questions on this concept. Okay, here he has one. So let's go. Let's say that.
If you look in levels of the Rabbanan.
Not yet. We just said the Rabbanan can be Mutsi the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan can't be Mutsi the Raita. That's what we have for this Gemara. Right. Rashi, the Rabbanan could be Mutsi the Raita. It's just the Katan is not even Chayim with Rabbanan.
And he can see the father, no? How can you tell me that the kid doesn't have an obligation? If the kid doesn't have an obligation, I don't want to see his father.
I want to count them. So, what's your question again?
The kid doesn't have an
obligation. When could he be with his father?
How could he in general?
When could he? No, the Gemara says he could. Some at one point, right? The Gemara says, The Gemara says, we're very good. The Gemara says that a cousin could be Mosi his father if the father ate a Shia the Rabbanan.
Yes.
If the cousin's not Chayin at all, even with the Rabbanan, actually being Mosi his father, even in that case.
Maybe it follows of Chayav the Rabbanan with Chinuch. There's
no,
a bow for you, but you know.
Obligations on the bottom, not on the child.
Right. Father came and see himself, but this is the kid.
Kid's not obligated.
I know, but I'm saying Chinuch is obligated.
That, Rashi says, kid's not obligated, even Chinuch. Only the father's obligated. Okay, so this is, you asked something, what's that? This is a special question. Yeah, this is a special question. Okay, what else? Also this tomorrow, yeah? So, another question?
So we have one question, so there's a chain over here. So I can't obligate him.
The one question is, if he's not obligated, then he shouldn't be able to do it even if the father is only obligated to Rabbanan. One question. Second question, who's nobody? Also, from this Gemara. All questions from this Gemara left off, yeah.
What about women?
Ah, very good. That's not the question. That's a curious question. A lady, the Gemara says that a lady, if she's a Rabbanan, can't be motzi anybody. Why not? So Katan, Rashi says, is not obligated.
Right.
The father is obligated, but a lady is obligated. And the Gemara clearly says that a lady can't be, if a lady is Rabbanan, we have to the Rabbanan, the right, but if she's Rabbanan, she can't be with anybody.
Why not?
We said before that the Gemara clearly says she could be Motzi. This is the reason why she can't be Motzi, because he's Rabbanan. Only because he's only obligated to Rabbanan. What is it? She could be Motzi, I mean, if she's in the right, she could be Motzi. She can't be also in Motzi together, but she could be Motzi, I mean.
Just say it out loud, because I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it, I can't say it.
Okay, that's the fact that they're together in one group. Yeah, we want to know if the lady could be with a man because of the only person that she can.
This is it. The man must kind of sort of been by a woman also that the husband had a desire. Just like we answered by the Katana.
Oh, we said that. We did say that. We said that the lady, the husband had a desire. Because we had the bright person,
the
lady.
We said that
it was not Tamech.
So we use the same for both Nachim and the
That's why both the son and the wife could be Motzi'im. That's what we said, right?
Could you answer? I think you must be saying something similar, where the Katan, since the father has an obligation, the Katan could work. But that doesn't work with other people.
Okay, good. Go. Hey, we'll get there. We have to build it up. Okay. Okay. But meanwhile, let's not go to both. Let's get clear what we're arguing about. But we have stuff. We have two questions on Rashi. So we'll see. Just one of the questions. Let's not go to both. Inside. Yeah. Just both. Ask Yochel today. The guy in the bar. Masma. Ashma says, so supposed to speak out the same question that Rashi spoke out. Shem achal kezayit agam. If he did eat a kezayit, yachol osi af achirim shachu al asoba. He could be mosi even others that ate their fill like yana. But hey mo, are a kezayit ain a chayir al mizrabanan. So you can get a svara question. He's only chayir zrabanan, but hechi asi zrabanan, ufoteh doraitam. Taha, I'm going to take Misha Meitu, the Gemara we just saw, Tavo Meir al Misha Shtovanav Barachim lo, but they could be mostly him. You see that the father and the wife and the son, even though he's only obligated to Rabbanan, that Gemara says that you cannot be mostly the Gemara. The Gemara is unable to say that case is talking about Hadasharu, the custom Yuchal Haisi as Aviv, Elvid Achal Aviv Kazayas. The only case that we're talking about is a case that the father ate a Kazayas, which is a Shir Drabanan. The Adi Katan Drabanan, Shegil Chinuch, Upater Aviv Shein Chaybom Drabanan, because he only ate a Shir. So we needed Drabanan to be Maisi Drabanan. If the father ate a shir d'oraita, which is to satisfy him, ein yechel afaytvei kien yishikatan kien pikoterim, the Rashi kasha. Here's Rashi. Rashi answers the mechuyav d'rabanan, mechuyav kerin the thing. Means what it seems like to the Gemara, that's not true. someone who's obligated Rabbanan is considered Mechuyab and he is able to be Mechuyab right now. Aval, Katan, Shigil Chinuch, but Katan that reached Chinuch stage, Lo Mikri Mechuyab Rabbanan, he is not even considered Mechuyab Rabbanan. Even Rabbanan didn't obligate Katan. Aviv, Chayez, Lachan Chay, the father was obligated in his Chinuch, Aval Allah, and the Katan himself, Ein Shum Chiyuv, there is no obligation. Kashla Pirushai. So now, it's the Kashan Rashi, it's when I quoted Rashi. That's the Purusha, there's the question. They come okay. First, he asks for a question. We didn't ask yet. Kivan She'eno Menatura, since it's not Menatura, Eino Machia Chayrim Shemachuyavim. He's asking as far as question, which is that even though he's obligated Rabbanan, but the right he's not obligated. He's not obligated. And since he's not obligated, how could it be that he doesn't understand what we said before, that since the rabbis obligated him, so therefore he's considered obligated because the Torah recognizes the rabbi's obligation. He doesn't understand such a thing. The right is not obligated. Since the right is not obligated, how could it be that we consider him obligated? Question one. No, the Rabbanan Doraita, Rashi says. Rashi says the Rabbanan Kibbe Mati Yivna Doraita, the case that Shum Mashatach Chayre Kizai, the Yenai Eid of Kadei Shviya. Still, Shum Mashatach was able to be Mosiyim, how could it be? He's not obligated to write this. It says that Mishvarai, he's not considered obligated. Oh, Gidru Rashi, and his Torah. Okay, that's question one. Oh, there's a question that everyone else has. Oh, does the claim of a cotton shake a chinuch? It's not hard to say that a katan that's Yigel Chinuch, you're considering him not obligated even with Rabbanan. It's true that he's not obligated even with Rabbanan and Cain. He shouldn't be able to be Moshiach's father even if his father ain't a shared Rabbanan. How could it be that he's Moshiach's father? Okay. Then he brings the Bahag. He hasn't got through a picture because he saw it already in Rashi. The Bahag Pirush, the Echad Shachal Kazayit. The Bahag argues the Rashi, and the Bahag says that if someone has a shiur Rabbanan, you really can't be motzi someone who has a shiur Doraita of Kadesh Tzviya. The law argues Rabbanan of Patel Doraita, if someone is obligated, but Rabbanan is not able to be motzi someone of Chayav Doraita. Aval, when are we talking about that he could? We're talking about that they both only had a shiur Rabbanan. Aval kishaloi achlo gam achirim, rakazayit, only the case that the others also only had a shiur Rabbanan of kazayit, then, poter otam, then he's able to be motzi them, because the Rabbanan could be motzi the Rabbanan. So Taisa Shalai, he's saying, question Rashi asks, the Hasam Chinan of the Diyane, we're basing ourselves over here on the story of Diyane, the Chaveir of Diyane and his friend, the Haim. For sure, the assumption is that Haim Achlu Kadei Tzviya, they for sure ate their fill. Afilu Hachi Kachazir, the Kapatu was Shem Mashatach. Shem Mashatach was able to be Poterda, either with a cup of wine according to him, or with the Gezayit Lagan according to everyone else. But you see that someone who's Chayav Rabbanan could be Mosi, even someone who's Chayav Doraita. So Rashi seems to be right. The Bahag doesn't seem to be right. Allah is a faithless spirit shot. Nirel Chalek, a wonderful pshat, this is a famous pshat. The Katan She'ena Bachir Klal Doraita, a Katan that's not obligated at all in the Doraita, Afilu Achal Kadei Shviya, Katan She'ena Chayav Klal Doraita, Afilu Achal Kadei Shviya, a Katan that even if he would have eaten his fill, he wouldn't be Chayav Doraita, Helkach Eina Mechayav Doraita Karinabe. He's not considered Mechayav at all. Lekach, therefore, Loma Pikle, he's not unable to be Mosi somebody who's Chayav Doraita, Yachol Shia Doraita. Avo Gadol, but a adult, Shu Bar Chiyuva Menatera, he's somebody who is obligated Menatera, Yachol Kadei Shvia. If he would eat Kadei Shvia, he would be obligated even with Doraita. Mechuyav Gadavar Karina Bey is considered obligated even with Doraita. Afilu Le'achal Klau, even if he didn't eat it all. Because of this famous concept of Arvus. If somebody is someone is obligated in a mitzvah, even though right now he's not obligated, but he is considered obligated. Can Amina Brashana speak this out in a minute? Let's just finish this inside. Can Amina Brashana call up Rafais? All Rafais, Alpha Pishiyasa, even though he already said it, he's Yasa for himself already, the Bracha. Mosi, he's able to be mighty others, right? As we know, right? Kiddush, let's say, you've heard Kiddush Shul, you're still able to be Mosi others in Kiddush. chutz mi berkat halacha and berkat hayayin, besides for eating bread and wine, which are berkot hanehanin, hayin the taima, the reason why he's able to be mosi others in other berachot, chol Yisrael areizmus al azeh, because everyone is responsible one for another. Even though I was yoseh already, but I am still obligated because I'm obligated to everybody else also. Buah de Rakata Mazon is the same thing. Abdu Shiyatza Mosi, Kadapricious. And Kazayat, again, the reason why you have to eat a Kazayat, Ain and Sarah Elishiyah Chalayma Shahal Mashallah. Only thing you need is a technical difficulty because otherwise you're unable to say a Chalayma Shalay. Say the same as if I explain outside the paper. Say this is saying, concept of Arabic is a concept that I don't have to actually be Mosiyah. Even though the Gemara says, I call Shayna Mosiyah, the Dabar, keep him Mosiyah, others you take over time, that's only if he doesn't have the Mishnah at all. So if someone has the mitzvah, but he was yet there ready the mitzvah, he could still be motzi others. Why? Because he's obligated not just for himself, everybody else, and as long as there's somebody else out there in the world that wasn't yet there, I'm still obligated to the mitzvah. If I wouldn't have the mitzvah altogether, then there wouldn't be Arabs either. But since I am a chliyav in the mitzvah, so therefore I have Arabs to somebody else. Therefore, Satan says, yes. He's a bar chiyuva. He himself is obligated. If you eat kedei shviya, he would be chayyeh. So now at this time he didn't eat kedei shviya, but he's still obligated to be mosi yanai. He's considered. If so, why did he have to eat a kazayit? Only because he can't say a chal mishalo without eating. It's a technical difficulty. This is why all berkat hanehanin, I can't be mosi others if I don't eat myself.
We're talking about the whole Berkat HaMazon.
I think he means not necessarily. He said berkat hamazon for the lot. I think he means all berkat hanehanin. I think he means all berkat hanehanin. You can't say a motzi either if you're not eating. You can't say any berkat hanehanin if you don't eat. You can't. The Gemara is in the Torah. Misha nehanehu shivale. Berkat hanehanin, you have to have hana'ah in order to say the lot. If I don't have ana'ah, I can't say the bracha. But if I have ana'ah, I can say the bracha. That only allows me to say the bracha. But it still doesn't make me obligated. So because I have arabas, I'm obligated. Because I ate even a kazayat, I'm able to say berkat hamazon. The mix of the two together is that I'm able to be mosi him also. What?
Over here, it just has to have a shi'ur or something.
You have to have a shi'ur in order to allow to say berkat hamazon. He's not mechuyav the davar v'doraita, and mechuyav the davar has to be doraita. Answer, he is mechuyav doraita, even though he only ate a kazayit, because even if he wouldn't eat, he would be mechuyav doraita. Technically, this called, he wouldn't be able to say berkat hamazon if he wouldn't eat. So he has to eat. Once he ate, he's able to be mechuyav others, because he's mechuyav doraita because of arba. That's all by Shimon ben Shetta. Oh, but when it comes to davka, we're talking about a katan, and we're talking about a lady, so let's talk about katan first. Katan is not obligated in Arabic, because he's not even, he says why, because he's not obligated in Berkat HaMazon altogether, even if you eat Kidei Tzviyah, the Torah is not obligated in Berkat HaMazon for himself even. He's not obligated for himself, he's not obligated for other people either. So therefore, he is Eino Mechuyav B'Davar. Even though the rabbis did obligate him, obligation of the rabbis going to put a vote does not make him obligated to everybody else. Does not make him obligated at all, actually, right? So therefore, he can be mostly other. But oh, one second. In the Rabbanan world, yes. But in the Raita world, he's not obligated. And not even in Arabic either. So therefore, he's unable to be mostly other than the Shia Raita. But if others would need to share the Rabbanan, again, since in the Rabbanan world he is obligated because he disagrees with Rashi that the Katan doesn't have a chiyuv. He also Katan has a chiyuv, and therefore he could. He must see others that have a chiyuv of the Rabbanan.
But he's not.
He's bar chiyuv in the Rabbanan world and not in the Raita world. And ladies are exactly in the same boat. Ladies, if there would be a Rabbanan, there would be a Bachiyuba in the Rabbanan world. There would not be a Bachiyuba in the Doraita world. And therefore, they won't have Arabas either. Yeah, not really for us, it's a big right. But the Pashup Shat is, yeah, that they would not have Arabas since they're not obligated in the mitzvah. They don't have Arabas either. They're not obligated themselves, they're not obligated to a man. So therefore, they can't, they're not a Bachiyuba if they're not obligated to Doraita. Therefore, they can't be Moti others. The citation is perfect in the makeup. You see, Sugumarot, everything is answered. The ladies, the Katan, the Shum and Tasha, everything is
answered. I still sort of deal with the idea that was said that Katan is, that Chinuch is only on the father. So he's supposed to keep hold of that and also hold that he's about to use.
No, he argues that he holds the obligation on the son too.
Okay.
Therefore, the son is obligated, but
it's
implied because he asks Chen Rashi, and Chen Rashi says if he is not obligated, the heck would be Matthias' father if he only had a shiur d'rabbanan. So I mean, Tosfos is obviously arguing to Rashi. He is obligated.
Both the father and the son of Chinuch.
Oh, we'll get to the father in a second, but at least the son is chayiv.
He has his own.
The son has a chayiv, and since the son has a chayiv, So he's able to be obligated others that have chiyuv d'rabbanan, but he's unable to be might see others that have chiyuv d'oraisa, because in the d'oraisa world he's not obligated, right? So and arvus he doesn't have. Shem b'chetach has the plus of his having arvus, so as long as he's able to say brachos and because he had a kazayis, then he's able to be might see others even without chiyuv d'oraisa because of the arvus. Everything works out, okay. Okay, so again, let's that was a lot over here. Let's make a sequel over here. We had a question, and we have three answers. All right, what was our question? Our question was, we have a seer on the two Gemaras. This Gemara and the Chaf says that someone who's chayiv d'rabbanan can't be mighty someone who's chayiv d'oraisa. The Gemara and the Mem Chet says that someone who has a chayiv d'rabbanan seemingly could be mighty a chayiv d'oraisa. That was the question, seer on the two Gemaras. We have three answers. We have Rashi's answer. Rashi's answer is that someone who's chayiv d'rabbanan could be mighty d'oraisa. If considered mechayiv, could be mighty even someone who's chayiv d'oraisa. Then Gemara and Daf Chet is good. What's pshat in the Gemara and Daf Chet? Why can't the katan be Moshiach's father? The answer is he's not even obligated to d'rabbanan. We have a lot of answers. We have a lot of questions on Rashi. There's other things in the Gemara that I'm sure, but that's the point of Rashi. Next in was the Bahag. The Bahag disagreed with Rashi. The Bahag held that if he's chayiv d'rabbanan, he can't be mighty d'oraisa, like the Gemara and the Chaf. I wanted to do the Gemara of Yan that's not Chaf. Big Zaychek, that Yanni didn't eat it still. No, Yanni didn't have to eat it yet. Only chayiv d'rabbanan, therefore, that's not Chaf is d'rabbanan and d'rabbanan. But d'rabbanan can't be mighty d'oraisa, that's not Chaf is d'rabbanan and d'rabbanan. Okay, which both Rashi and Tosfos don't like. Heck, would you say that Yanni didn't eat me a silk? Okay, but third answer is Tosfos. Tosfos agrees to the Bahag that the Rabbanan can't be mighty d'oraisa. And he disagrees with Rashi that a katan is not chayiv d'rabbanan. The katan is chayiv d'rabbanan. And d'rabbanan can't be mighty d'oraisa. That's the Gemara on Daf Chav. The Gemara on Daf Chav, Chesed, Tzen, the Shem, and Chesed, was able to be mighty Yanni. No answer, Arvus. Arvus makes him chayiv even d'oraisa, even though he only ate a kazayit, so he's technically only obligated to Rabbanan, but he has a higher obligation. Even if he wouldn't have eaten at all, he would have the obligation to be mighty others because of Arvus. Therefore, he's able to be mighty Yanai. So why does he have to eat a kazayit? That's only in order for him to say the Birkat HaMazon. Once he's able to say Birkat HaMazon, he can be mighty others, and the Chatan and the Isha don't have Arvus. Okay?
Why didn't we say that since Shimon is held that wine works?
What?
Why couldn't we say that since Shimon is held that wine works, then he drank a whole cup and it's high d'oraisa?
It can't be d'oraisa, it's not kadesh
b'ya. No, but didn't they say that the wine is aid, is satiating?
Yeah, you know, the Mahoket, it was right. It's the Gemara. It could be, you're right. And if it would have been a Kazayit, then everyone would agree. coming to say that you don't need wine is not good enough. But the minimum is kazai to receive, but there's not going to be shvia. That's just the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is coming to say a minimum amount. I mean, even if I don't have enough. Okay. Okay, so good. That's the question. Three answers. How many arguments do we have over here between Rashi and Tosafot?
We have
two. Yeah, we should have two. Who's Chayev? Right? According to Rashi, Katan is not Chayev. Only the father, according to Tosafot, Katan is Chayev. Okay, that's one argument. And the other argument is what? What do you think?
It sounds like the Katan continues to be any
You don't talk about Katan, general Drabana. Yeah. Could a Drabana be Mosquito Raisa? According to Tosafot, no. According to Rashi,
yes.
Besides, for Katan, was not
it? You can have the obligation at all.
Right. Okay, good. Clear? Okay, we already spoke on two questions on Rashi. Rashi has two questions which we have to get through. And before we go on, I'm going to speak out one question on the Tosafot. I don't think we're going to get into it much, just I want to show you from the next page one question on the Tosafot. At least we'll even the score a little bit there. Yeah, Rashi has two questions on this. The Tosafot seems perfect. I mean, it is perfect for whatever Gemara we learned till now, but there's another Gemara which makes problems. Take a look at the next page. There's a Mishnah that says, Hakol Kishayrim Patrota to Megillah. Everyone is allowed to read the Megillah. Chutz Mecher Shoteve Katan. That's the problem. Review the Nafshe V'Katan. So now, Rashi is going to learn this perfectly. Right? Perfect. Rashi, we extend the sin of grace. What's the problem? You know, we're going to test. Yeah, question. Megillah Rabbanan. So why shouldn't the Katan be able to be Motzi others? We have a Gemara on the front that says that the Rabbanan could be Motzi the Rabbanan.
The rules of Megillah are so strict. One word, one letter, mispronounced. So
they don't
have to leave.
Ladies are tired. Megillah.
Well, that's an idea.
So according to Rashi, we're good. Because Rashi holds that a katan is not even chayv as a rabbana. So according to him, a katan can't be mighty. That's actually very good according to Rashi. But according to Tosafot, it's a problem. Okay, Tosafot himself is the question on himself. That's the Tosafot over here. Otherwise, why would Rabbi Yehuda be asked? Okay, good. Good, fine. Okay. So we have two tracks over here. We have Rashi's track and Tosafot's track. I want to first focus on Rashi's track and on Tosafot's track. Sorry, Tosafot's track. But it has something to do with last week. I want to finish it now, and then we'll see how much time we have for Rashi's track. Okay, good. I told you we're gonna be on the Lumbus thing. Okay, so we're gonna turn right away to the Stifler, who talks about this. He says several points, and what we want at the end is that he's going to answer, you know, before he's going to say himself, I'm going to remind you before we start.
Then?
Page 9. Yeah. I want to go over a little bit what we're going to do before we start. Yes, a little chazara. We have a Tesis Yishanim. That brings a machlokas.
Whether mothers are obligated in chinuch of their children in regular mitzvot or not.
Okay, that's all we need, right? Oh, yeah. Right? The obligated and regular mitzvot are not, right? We have the Gemara Nazir, that sounds like they're not obligated, but maybe the Nazirut is an exception. So I don't have to go through all the background, but the bottom line was, which is in our cloaket, two answers in the Tosfot Yishanim, whether mother is obligated in chinuch and regular mitzvot or not. Yes, the Tosfot Yishanim, if you're going to say that mothers are not obligated, so then what was shot in the Gemara and Sukkah, and the Beis and the Beis, that says that Hilni Amalka had her children sit in the Sukkah? Yeah? Remember the Gemara? You know the Gemara, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like the maids in there.
It was higher than 20 amas, and then
there's children
on the farmers and stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah, but the Gemara that we're focusing on is that the town of the Sukkah was higher than 20 amas. And the Gemara says that she did according to the rabbis. So you see from the Gemara that the mother is obligated to do chinuch. That's the question. So one of the answers that Tosfot Yishanim gave was that she did it lemitzvah ba'alma. Now we weren't sure what does it mean lemitzvah ba'alma. And Rav Kivegi asked the question, lemitzvah ba'alma, the Gemara itself says that the reason why she did it was because she listened to the rabbis. Lemitzvah ba'alma sounds like, this almost sounds like she's doing a plot. She didn't have to do it. But the Gemara says that she was listening to the rabbis. So we had an answer last week. I'm not going to repeat it. Get from the salvation. Yes, this is kind of chinuch. So I'm not going to get into it. And now, today, we're going to see another answer. Okay? Based on our... Ready? Okay, see you inside. We are going to start from page mem. We're going to start from this paragraph called Vitba'er. Yeah, the second column. Bad she taught that at the post. I'm going to learn two paragraphs. Okay? Ready? I'm not sure if we're going to get every word, but the gist of it we'll get. Mitzvah, he just finished quoting Arthur's quote that we just learned now. That the Katan has a mitzvah, the Rabbanan on himself, to do mitzvah. Who the Katan, Rami, the Rabbanan, Chiyuva, Alei, Dile. Katan has a Chiyuv on himself, not just on his father, it's on him. Yeah, the Kayama Mitzvah. He has to do it. That's why he's able to promote the others. He himself is obligated to the Rabbanan to do the Mitzvah. And the Kalmakim says, first of all, one thing. Vadei, Modu Atosvot, the Sot Gvim, the Ika Mitzvah Chinuch ala Abba, Kampot Mitzvot. That's for sure, that the Mitzvah Chinuch on the father. Don't make a mistake, the first one to tell you. Don't make a mistake and say that the support holds that it's only a mitzvah of the kid, not that. That can't be. Why? Because the whole last week would make sense if this would be true. They have another that chastah for chalkin and beinam and imai. Make a difference between the nazirut, between the mother and the father. Avid chay v'chanech, lo imo. Yeah? V'hayinu mishum. He skips this over here. Skip a few lines. Shakatan atmo. The son can't do it, he doesn't even have the power. The son can't make it, he can't make it a zero. He can't accept the zero to himself at all. The Abu Hamadiro, the father is the one that's making him another. The Gemara says over there, the reason why he could do it is because of chinuch, his father wouldn't have any obligation, and how could the father make his son a nazir? Yeah.
What is he asking? How come they had to do it?
How they able to do it?
I didn't ask for them.
No, that was Shipshon. The Shmuel. No. Chana said herself. She said that I was going to give him Tashan. That's the guy that is. Okay, good question, right? That is a good question. But I simply alluded to you that you're right, it's not that's why the rice didn't put anything in the katan. Rabbanan, since in order to train them at food, they did their best.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe, because for that reason.
Maybe, okay. But you still see, strong enough, and they able to be able to see others in the
midst.
Maybe he
came to that, like an aberration of a project, say. That's probably why they put it on the part of also. Because he can't just leave it with the katan, and doesn't have enough responsibility. But he does have, and as much as he has, you know, the little dot that he has, they tell him any responsible. Yeah, we see. Take one of the okay, so anyway, he's proving, the stifler is proving, Shilal Yaakov is proving, that for sure, we say that the son has an obligation, we don't mean that the father doesn't. You see in the Gemara, the father also does. That's his whole strength, to be able to make the son a Nazir. Shalav la'agil him kibbutz v'avdav z'ayikah, luckily, that's what we're saying, only the father has and the mother doesn't have. So there's two things going on.
Are they tied at the same time?
Yes.
Or this one stop and then
one stop. No, they're both responsible. Father is responsible, the father is responsible. They're both responsible. So it comes out that we learn the last one. Well, you can face Dina. There's two things going on by Chinuch. Shakatan Ashmo Mukhiyav Mitzvot Rabbanan. Father is obligated, as you see, because that's why they're able to see others. Not like Rashi. Rabbeis, the second thing is the Rami Shiyu Bala'av, the father also has the obligation, the Chavcho, to make the kid do that mitzvah that the kid himself is obligated to do. Question is there? Okay. Let's skip a little bit more. Mikomokin. She's in the middle of the page of Mikomokin. It could be Matthias' father. If the son wouldn't be obligated, how could be Matthias' father? Must be the son is obligated. But the father is obligated as well. And only the father. And is the mother obligated? That's my whole question. This is what Teshanim is saying. He says that she trained them for a mitzvah ba'alma. What does it mean that she trained them for a mitzvah ba'alma? And we saw the question. The Gemara says that the Rabbanan made you do it in Sukkah. What does it mean, mitzvah ba'alma? Right? That was the question that we had last week. What does it mean that only said only the mitzvah ba'alma? Rav Leimer means to say like this. Even though she herself, the mother, does not have a chiyuv, the shtadl b'chinucham, to do anything about the chinuch of the children, according to this answer, it's only the father who's obligated to see to it that the child does his own obligation. But the mother doesn't have a chiyuv to see that the son does his own obligation. She still does the mitzvah. I know. The cotton himself, according to Tosafot, has an obligation. The rabbi obligated him to do the mitzvah. The kayim mitzvah to come. She's just helping her kid, that's all. She doesn't have to. She's not obligated to help her kid, but there's obligation over here on the kid. And she was helping her son do what he was supposed to do, like a good mother. And now, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says it has to do with the rabbis, but it doesn't do with the rabbis. She's not obligated at all. Because it does have to do with the rabbis. The fact that the kid is obligated, that has to do with the rabbis. The Ashi shot there, that was good, Hadan Rina Brish, look at this, we see at the end of the Gemara, the Chitema Ihi, but the Rabbanu Layashkecha, maybe she doesn't care about the rabbis, the Hainu, the Layashkecha, but Mashi Eshala Katana, Smochi over the Rabbanu, she didn't care the fact that the rabbis obligated her kids to do the mitzvah, she wouldn't care about what the rabbi says, that she wouldn't care about the fact that the rabbis obligated her kids, she didn't care about the rabbis. But the Gemara says, "But Lechashashah, she wouldn't have cared Lechamcham if Abchiyuvam Shalehem Akavanim. She wouldn't have cared about the obligation that they have, because it was only the rabbis who made them do it. But Tashma, but we learned. But I told myself, that's how I be Chacham that she did listen to the rabbis. Why, even though she is not obligated, but because they are obligated, so she should see to it that they do what they're supposed to do. And the rabbi said that they're supposed to do it. But because of the kids, that's the Shabbat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly, right? The mother doesn't have to teach the kids Torah, right? Mother doesn't have an obligation. Every mother makes very good. He said, yeah, every mother makes sure her child does homework. Why? Because the child has to do the homework. So the mother makes sure the child does what the child has to do. So that's what he means, mitzvah ba'al. Mitzvah ba'al doesn't mean that she has the mitzvah. She doesn't have any obligation. But the kid has an obligation. The obligation of the kid is the Rabbanah. And since she listened to the rabbi, so she knew that her child does have an obligation, and therefore she fulfilled the child's obligation. She helped the child, that was what the child was supposed to do.
Mitzvah of the kid.
Since the kid has obligation, she was doing a mitzvah ba'alma to help the kid fulfill his obligation.
No gratification.
For her.
She gets in the
kid. Right, but for the kid, yes.
No, mitzvah ba'alma on her or on the kid?
On her. It's a kid is a heel.
Yeah,
she is a kid. Okay, so this is very nice, right? And he works out in the Gemara how it could be an obligation, but yet no obligation. There's an obligation on her, but there's an obligation on the kid. The obligation on the kid is with the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is dealing with if she listens to the rabbi. But she herself doesn't really have anything at all.
And if she wants to ignore it, no problem.
We have nothing on her, right? No, all we could tell is they're not a good mother, but you can't really do anything, right?
So what is the Gemara
supposed to do? It only works for Tosfos, right? Only works going to Tosfos if the kid has an obligation. But if you're going to say, like Rashi, that the kid has nothing, so the whole obligation is only on the parents, and if you want to say that the mother has no obligation, then nobody has obligation. So then what was the Gemara talking about? Right? That's the problem. That's a problem. Right? That's where we have a question.
It's sort of lower level.
That's what we said last year. That's not, that was last week. Good. Right. Let's make a saying, though, who said the two levels? One level of chinuch, do the mitzvah. Either yes or no. So somebody has, is anybody obligated? So last week we assumed that if the mother's not obligated, nobody is obligated. We had a good question. This week we're adding that even though the mother has no obligation, but at least the kid, according to Tosafot, has an obligation. So maybe the son holds like Tosafot that the kid has an obligation. And that's why he's able to say, look, Shuvah Alman put it with the Gemara, that still there's a chiv with the Rabbanan, which is the chiv is on the kid, not on the mother.
And you see that it's like to say that maybe his wife is helping his father.
That's
what I was saying. Because Tosafot is a chiv on both. The father and the kid, right?
That was other answer for the father here. This answer, assuming the father is not here, is not known as obligated.
That's what I was trying to say, like, David, it's just the fact that there is an obligation to put out there for the kids, that is the kid's responsibility. That is the responsibility ultimately for the kids to have to learn it. Just because the father's not there, maybe the mother's not there, like David.
Okay, so now you have to know if the mother's helping the father, helping the kid. Alright, so you tell you helping the father, you have to assume there's a father.
Right. And there's no father.
That's what he talks about that, because there's no father. Nobody's obligated.
There's no father, there's no obligation.
Right.
I mean, there's a father.
So that's one answer. And the second answer is there's no father. So now what's he doing? Mitzvah Alma. What does he mean, Mitzvah Alma? Well, as we saw last week, there were two questions to spend. We want to explain this answer to the Yishanim. This answer is assuming it's not possible. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So this is Tyson's track. We got two things. First of all, we got that just as Tosafot says that this obligation on the child doesn't mean it's only on the child, it's on both. So the child and on the father. And the whole question of last week, who has the obligation, is the secondary, meaning, secondary, just, who, the father's obligation, is it only on the father, is it on the mother, is it on everybody? That was last week's discussion. Besides for the obligation of the father, the mother, there's an obligation of the child, and that is an explanation of the Tosafot Yishanim's answer to say that Rabbi Alma, that she was helping her child fulfill his own obligation.
Just at this level,
that's called the Shita. That's his own Kiddush. Oh, no, that's already
The fact that the father also?
That is involved, yeah.
And he just, he proves it, because he can't say otherwise, because otherwise he gets the ground with the whole sugya of the father and the mother, has nothing to do with them. Okay, good. This is those folks. Okay, now we have a little bit more time. Let's get back to Rashi. So Rashi, we have two questions. Yeah, and repeat them quickly. Rashi, one question was, if it's true, Rashi holds that the Rabbanan could be Mosi the Oraita, so why can a lady be Mosi her husband? That's question one, or Kinegan's question, whatever order it was. And then we also had a question, the first question, that how could a father be Mosi a child, how could a child be Mosi a father if the father only ate the share the Rabbanan, since the son is not obligated at all?
So the first one, maybe,
really,
you don't know if they're eating
the Haizah right now.
That's the Rabbanan,
they are. That's for sure. We do
know that Rabbanan. Right. Aren't we asking the Rabbanan, Kibim Mosidu Zaraita, they're not for sure Haizah in general?
The question is, they should be able to do Mosidu Zaraita, even if they're not Haizah right at all, as long as the Haizah Rabbanan, we know we have this.
So the Rashi that said that the Rabbanan could be Mosi the Raita only if they have a barbecue by the Raita in general, like some of the Zita?
Okay, so the first thing I want to tell you is that not everyone agrees to the Girsa that we have in the Al-Gemara. And if you don't, that will automatically answer one of the questions. So let's go to that. Yeah, this is the Ramban. Look at page 12.
It's always a good help.
Yeah, it doesn't work here. It works. But not for the Gemara. Gemara Dachot.
Is it Acherim? Rabim? Is it Rabim Acherim?
No, no, there's a line over there.
So that's
here. Another line. Take a look at Dachot. This is a Ramban. Sefer Milchemet Hashem. Right, you see over here, they have the line there. Above. Right, and over there, this line over here. Okay, so I'll read this. He says, Magiei Svarim, seems like his Gemara didn't have the line. Maybe you should refer back to that Gemara for 1 second, and that's cuff in the face. He's referring to the line that says, "Ulutameich katan barchi yugahu." Those few words. Yeah, those few words. Seems like Ramban didn't have it. Eh? And he says, "Magiei svarim." That's what he calls it. We have an Gemara. We have it. This is Magiei svarim, the ones who fix the svarim. Higiu, the Vius Nishkaot, they fixed in some few of the Nishkaot that they had these words, Ultamech, Ben Mubarak Aviv. Yeah, Ultamech, we have Katan Bar Chiyubo. Yeah? And they added those few words. Ella Shetautu, those Ramban. Those words are a mistake. Because Ramban agrees with Rashi, as we're going to see. The Katan, even if he does reach the age of Chiluch, Eina Motzi Achirim, Afilu Medrabanan, Katan can't be Motzi his father, even Medrabanan, Ketetnan, Hakol Kishirim, the close to the Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh Etavi Katan, that's the other Gemara we saw, which is actually approved to Rashi, that Katan can't be Motzi others, even if they're only obligated Medrabanan, because the Katan is not Mechuyib altogether. The reason why a katan keep him with the others, even if the chayav the rabbanan, is from the chinuch mitzvah da avinu, like Rashi said, it's his father's mitzvah, it's not his mitzvah at all. The iu, he himself, the katan himself, lav b'chayuv hu klal, he's not obligated at all, even with the rabbanan. Very clear, like Rashi. Yeah, the chayin. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
But it says b'emet amru b'emet barachnavi.
So the Ramban says that b'emet barachnavi is talking about gadol. Not talking about a katan. That's what I told you that everyone agreed to. Before you were dealing with this. Talking about a katan. Yeah. Is that again?
He does chinuch.
Yeah.
He's saying that chinuch is not an obligation of the kid. An obligation only of the father. So he has. You see how? Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's learn it again. The quote of the Ramban. Yeah, the Gemara, I'll just speak at the beginning, outside. The Gemara wants to know, ladies, the right of the Rabbanan. Right? My nafkamina, if they could be mosti others. If it's the Rabbanan can't be mosti the right. You can only mosti the Rabbanan, but can't be mosti the right. Tashma, the Gemara has a proof. From them, the Barach Vadir. Now, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, we're just saying Tabul Meira, that's all. Could be says, you have to look more at the Ramban over there. Could be says more than that. And about this, we're not even bringing a raya from this. We're bringing a raya from the word Isha Mevarech L'Bala. Now how could a lady be Mofti her husband if she's only obligated with Rabbanan? Rabbanan can't be Mofti D'Oraita. Oh, so the Gemara says, but again, now the Gemara speaks out. So yeah, I'm a Prishlamon. He's just talking there inside. Yeah, I'm a Prishlamon D'Oraita. If you're going to say that lady is a Chayiv D'Oraita, Afi Doraita, Mafik Doraita. So they're right, that could be we'll see another Doraita. Eliyamr Drabanan, Afi Drabanan, Mafik Doraita. Now skip the next few words, Raman doesn't have it. Ella, Meskin, Kimish Rachal Shir Drabanan. The answer is that the husband is Shir Drabanan. And therefore the lady could be we'll see him, Afi Drabanan, Mafik Drabanan. But no Katan here, because the Katan says Raman cannot be Motsi. A father, even if the father only had a Shia Rabbanan, because of Tosafot's question, because the Katan is not obligated at all. As Ramban takes Tosafot's question, and he says, yeah, it's true, and there's no such Gemara. That's what happens to Gemara, but Ramban says, no such Gemara. The father's son can never obligate, because Ramban, I have a Raya, because you see by Megillah, that a Katan can't be able to see others, even though only Chayav Rabbanan. So the reason is because of Rashi. Because Rashi says that the Katan himself was not obligated, period. Okay, no question. The question is off the map, but not so fast. Because even though they're on bad hold, the question is off the map. But if you look at Rashi over here, which we didn't remember before, but I'll show you now. Rashi and Abchafim in bed over there, Dakamara. Rashi says, "Divura matchil shiura de rabbanan." Here, right? Shiura de rabbanan. Kigon kazayit for a mayor. Well, could be tell Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, but the Midoraita says Rashi, the halt of the Savata, where after Kiv, you have to be satiated. Avo, the Shi'ur of Kihai, but the Shi'ur is only the Rabbanan, which is the Kazayat, Ukabesa, Lomachai, El Midrabanan, says Rashi Hilkach, Asi Katan the Rabbanan, Oma Pikadol, and now Rashi clearly is going to. Even though he doesn't bring the words of the Gemara, but since he says the word Ati Katan de Rabbanan from Afikadol, so you see Rashi holds that a Katan could be Motsi. Now, the first question is on full force, what's going on over here? How could a Katan be Motsi in Gadol? Yeah. Okay, okay. She's never going to get there. So, if she's the Rabbanan, I'll never get there. Okay, yeah, so they do talk about this. What you're saying about Katan is questionable, but the concept is definitely out there, that someone who's able to get there is better. Oh, you'll see it right now. Let's go. Let's see. One second, hold on a minute.
Dear Rashi.
Yeah. Dear Rashi, I'm going to try to find an answer now to Rashi for the first question. Let's learn the Rabbina. Yeah, it's very involving. The concept is the concept we're talking about here. Okay. We're going to learn just a little piece. I think we'll stop with this. Okay. Pages Chaf Aleph, we're going to go through. His job now is going to be to answer those questions. Okay. So, the second column, page Chaf Aleph, is in the middle of the paragraph. The first paragraph, the first word of the line is Lindagila. It's going to smack in the middle, really. And so we're going to start from right here for that. Oh, dear Shlomo. Okay, see, everyone has it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kol Yesh Lomar. The Bediktuk Tetani, this is the one we have before the answer, this is what he said. The Bediktuk Tetani Ben Mevarech Laviv. The saying Ben Mevarech Laviv is only a child to his father, and not to anyone else. The Be'emet, that Rashi, the Katan, lo mikvi barchiv after the Rabbanan, right? Rashi holds that a Katan is not even obligated with the Rabbanan. Chinuch is an obligation only on the father and not on the kid. Balavu, the Rambi Lechinuchin. Ve'enim okilu doraita. Right? Avol Lechiv, the Katan is not even obligated with the Rabbanan. Chinuch is an obligation only on the father and not on the kid. Balavu, the Rambi Lechinuchin. Ve'enim okilu doraita. Right, Avol Lechiv. Anyway, it's the other right. Oh, Avol Lechiv Rabbanan. You see from the Gemara on the Chafma Beis that if the father only ate a shiur Rabbanan, he's able to be Motzi his father. And the question is, Amai? Why? Hashafir Katav Ramban that we just saw the Mihai Taima Aslud Rabbanan in the Motzi, and he brought a proof. He brought a proof of Megillah. For Megillah, he can't be Motzi. Katan can't be Motzi a Gadol, even though the Gadol is only Motzi Av Rabbanan. Ulam Yishleima. You could say like this. Davka la'aviv yacholot, he could only be Motzi his father. Zeh mitzvato da'aviv l'chanchom. Even though it's true, Rashi holds the Katan doesn't have an obligation, but the father does. The father has the obligation that he should do mitzvah. For Ram Yachiv al-aviv, the chiv is on the father. She tavel l'dno ha-katan that he should tell his child. She yigil l'chinuch t'arivish, that we say to chinuch she yibarech al-amazon, that she say b'kam al-amazon.
You don't have
that. That's right. Agav zeh, because of this, motzi nami chiyuvo shel berkas. He's able to be motzi the father of berkas hamazon. Kivan de al kolponim hakotan isa al das aviv. He's doing it because of the father. The yesh zechiyal aviv bazeh the chancho. The father has that zechut for the fact that he has the obligation to be mechanechim. Motzi nami chiyuvo shel berabanan. But is a chair somebody else? Ain't a chair of Hamchi that doesn't not believe to be Mechanic, only the father. He's saying that the Echelite. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. Let's analyze what he's saying, and then it comes out a tremendous halakha. He's going to say now. Okay, I mean, he's saying, like, yeah, just let's think about this. It really makes a lot of sense.
In Rashi as well, there's no fear
that
will the child.
When the child is coming to be Mechanic to somebody else, yeah? Usually, you need to be mechuyav davar. You have to be obligated, right? Rashi holds the Rabbanan is obligated, but the child is not obligated at all. Therefore, he can't be mechuyav according to Rashi anybody else. That's why by Megillah, he can't be mechuyav even another the Rabbanan. Okay, nice. That's because when the other person is hearing from the Katan, his interaction is with the Katan only. His father's not there. Even though he is there, but his father is not being mechuyav of the guy. The Katan is being mechuyav of the guy. And the Katan is not mechuyav. Therefore, the connection is only to the Katan. The Katan is missing the obligation, which is needed to be mechuyav other people. But over here, since he's coming to Matthias' father, all the ingredients are here. The Katan is not mechuyav of the Dazar. But the father, who is being yourself from the Katan, is mechuyav in that the Katan is doing. So you have all the ingredients that are needed. The Katan is doing the mitzvah. The father is mechuyav with Avar, and he's connected to his own chiyuv because the Katan is doing it through the father's chiyuv for the Katan to do. So the father himself could be yourself. Right? That's what the
what?
He's
not obligated.
What?
The
person who's hearing is not obligated. Oh, meaning, yes,
the kid.
Yeah, yes, and the point is, work. That's right. For Megillah, work.
The father's not.
What were you saying about Megillah?
Even if he is in the crowd, he'll work only for the father, doesn't work for anyone else.
But we're saying it specifically works when the father is asking him to do it, but not the son.
Why is he the crowd?
I'm saying it's even
more.
Yes, because it works only for the father himself.
It works for anything.
Yeah, right. It works for Megillah also. Right? You're not saying it doesn't, right? Works
for,
let's say the father wants to...
Let's say the father's not in the room when they're reading Megillah.
And he can't be Mosi.
But
let's say he's in the room. Is everyone else Yotzeh? I think also not.
That's a good tell. In other words, the father is Yotzeh but not the other people?
Yes. Yes, because the father could connect to his own chiyuv. But no one else can.
I guess.
So
it
makes sense.
He wouldn't work either.
So because of his own?
Because of his own, it doesn't work for somebody else, but it works for the father. That's why he says, Ben the Benet class is.
No, but if his grandfather's dead, if grandfather's like father, the only reason for my
father
is no father
for me. Grandfather's obligated to listen, you got to get into trouble. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we're talking about the Kazan
Mazon. That's not my question. My question is, the essence of what he's doing, even though he's really fulfilling an obligation to the name of Kihu, the essence of what he's saying, Kazan Mazon, let's say, he doesn't have a Kihu for that. He has a Kihu to receive Kihu. He still doesn't have a Kihu to say with Kazan Mazon. So he could be
saying a very good point. You see from the Ravina, this is a long question over here. What? Yeah, we are, but one second, no, but it's actually, this is a good point. If a katan is doing a mitzvah for chinuch, is he really doing a mitzvah? We said last week, right?
On one hand, he is obligated, and another hand,
he
is obligated to give
chinuch. What I want to know is it for real?
You get credit for it?
Is it a real mitzvah? Is it a real mitzvah, or are you just going through the motions?
Or is he just fulfilling any chinuch?
Maybe obligated could be. But obligated on what? Is it obligated? I want to know. Is it a real mitzvah? So they actually.
He's still
last week.
For what he did.
Yeah. Okay. But actually, the Bishkarov talked about it. Same Bishkarov last week. If you could be much see other people, that shows us that's a real mitzvah. If he's just going through the motions, how can he be much see other people? I'm not doing the mitzvah. I'm just doing it to train myself. That's what I can be with the others. The fact that I can be with the others shows me I'm doing the mitzvah. So Tosafot says he sometimes can be with the others. Rashi, we didn't see until now. I mean, we saw, but we just didn't see for real that how Katan, according to Rashi, really can't be with the others. But now we have a case that he can be with the at least his father. So we see that means even Rashi agrees that the Katan is doing the mitzvah. But the obligation of his doing the mitzvah is not on him, it's on his father. So we are splitting here, yeah. We have here, usually, we have the Zerach to do the mitzvah. You're obligated and you're doing it. Over here, the father's obligated and the kid's doing it. So we're splitting the components of a mitzvah between two people. The father has the obligation for the son to do the mitzvah.
So without the father's obligation, the
mitzvah
would never be on.
So having the mitzvah is not enough. You have to be obligated to do the mitzvah. That's why Katan keeping with the others, even though he's doing the mitzvah, but he's not obligated to do the mitzvah. But when he comes to be mitzvah with the father has that obligation that the son should do the mitzvah. So therefore, the circuit's completed, right? We have everything that we need.
It's not really his obligation.
You're right. The father's obligation for the son to do, therefore the father could get the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Son's not obligated, right?
So how's the father most
seen? Because the father is obligated.
But it's not obligated. He's getting credit for somebody that's not obligated.
Right. In this case, he can't. Because he himself is in the process and he has obligations. Good. Let's finish this.
Why does the Sikh end before Atu Katan, Rabbanan, or Pikado? Say, Benanah. Why is it Katan and Yadol?
Well, I would ask you to change, which is into what you want.
No, it's Rashi himself.
Are you saying, oh, they don't want me to...
That's a good view. Yeah, I don't
know. Does it work in reverse also? That now that the son has the obligation from the father, even though he didn't have the obligation, he can still get full of the spot also. Even though he doesn't have that, he takes off with his father's knowledge.
Yes, he is. Katan's a little obligation.
Without his father having the obligation,
so what do you want to have?
Good. Very good. Okay, so let's finish what he says, and then we'll finish with one question, and then we'll be done.
Large 45-page book.
So now comes out. Now we have suddenly halachic more halachic ramifications of last week's subject. Could a son be motzi his mother? Could, and now that now the question takes on more importance. Is a mother obligated in chinuch or not? We saw last week a machloket rishonim if a mother is obligated in chinuch or not, and now of course every mother is going to do chinuch anyway. But now this is getting more real. Could a katan be motzi's mother?
Nazir
is different, but the mother is the actual machlok in the band. Yeah. What were you saying? Yeah. I want to know something more simple over here. Could a son be motzi a mother? Let's say the next line. The Magen Avraham says that a mother is not obligated to the chinuch of her child. Moshkach of Magen Avraham, the same from his adeshen. M.K. Like Moshkach, katan lehiti yeishi de kibush. So here's this is a very common question. What happens when the father goes away and you have a katan? Could the katan be mighty's mother in kibush? See, even if you want to say like. And we're talking about it all right over here. So even if you want to say, like Rashi, that a mechuyav v'davar could be motzi others, but a katan can't. But even though we saw that a katan could be motzi his father, but it's only a father, and not a mother. And depending if a mother's chayav chinuch or not, so since the Magen Avraham paskens that a mother is not chayav chinuch, and that a katan cannot be motzi a mother. Okay, let's finish off with one question.
You're right.
So we see. Oh, no, that's another question. Okay, we're going too fast. Wait. I am retracting. Yeah. This doesn't make a difference if it's a rest or a bon. Even if the kiddush is a rabbon, and the son can, according to this, the son cannot be motzi his mother in anything, right? Because he's not mechuyav b'davar, and he can only be motzi his father if the father's a rabbon. Fine, yeah. He can only be motzi his father's a rabbon. It's both. Yeah. That's actually a question. According to the Rabina, I'm going to leave with a question. Yeah, Rabina said now a wonderful, he made a wonderful setup. Yeah, Kotlin is not Chayim. Therefore, Kotlin can't be mighty anybody with anything, even Rabbanan. He could be mighty his father, because his father is Chayim, and therefore everything is here in the Mikvah. So then it should be, they should be able to be mighty his father, and also. That's a good question, so why not? Why can't he be mighty his father, since Rashi holds that even a mechuyav drabbanon could be mighty deraita, and you're telling me that a katan is different because he's not even chayav drabbanon. But then you're telling me that a father is different because he could be mighty because the father has the chiyav, and therefore he could be mighty a father. So he should be able to be mighty a father even if it's deraita.
Maybe the chiyav is only drabbanon.
It is only drabbanon, but Rashi holds that the chiyav drabbanon could be mighty deraita.
Where does it say that?
That's Rashi says in the Gemara. That's Namchas. Right, so this is a good question now, if the Imre Bina is finished.
How far are you going to
so yeah, you're getting stuck. Yeah, the Gemara, the same Gemara that says that he could be Maitzi father by Drabanan, says that he can't be Maitzi father by Dairaisan. What's going on, why not? Okay. I think we're going to stop.
Not a full-fledged obligation on the kid.
That's the eldest, not obligation to the katan. And yet he could be right at all. Right. So then you just put the rest. Why not? You can do it to the rabbana. Why can't you do it to the
rabbana?
Okay. Vega, I didn't really get the answer for your question. So this is a type of shiro.